5869, I get a customer is now starting complaining about the AC because I did what you asked. You know, I turned off the bus for like 7 minutes. I turned it on again and still no AC. I started my morning with like, trade this bus because it doesn't work. But I guess you gotta listen to the supervisor who came in and just have to listen to whatever I have to say. And the conflict of the opinion, you know, gets into the subject or whatever, you know, and now I have to stick with this oven to drive an oven bus, you know, for another 2, 3, 4, 3. And I know I don't matter to you. It's just the customers. Just customers now are complaining. Not me.
Well, your issue this morning had nothing to do at all with the air conditioner. That was a separate issue. I'll be glad to have the truck meet you when you get downtown. Just hang tight at Jefferson, and I will have the truck meet you there to see if we can get that air conditioning working for you.
Yeah, well, the issue was, like, not safe because when I do the brakes, even the parking brakes, the bus still start moving. You know, I have a health issue. I was, the seat is not stable. And the seat belt is just going to cut me in half. You almost traded me because I heard the other guy in extra service in Beaverton that you talked to him. Then you guys changed your mind because the other supervisor came in and said something, whatever she said. But it is what it is, you know, just... I'm going to go and do whatever you say now and deal whatever what I have to deal with.
Now, that operator was going to fill your run out of Beaverton while we got your issue settled. There was no trade involved. It was 100% he was just going to fill until we got you taken care of. So, anyways, my partner has called the truck. They will meet you at Jefferson, and they will check your bus out. We'll be clear at 1202.